at the Correlation CEO Forum in Memphis, Tennessee. And look who is here with me, Mr. Ron Amstutz from Desert Financial. Ron, how are you?
Good.
Good. A man of many words. And Mr. John Ainsworth from CU Ledger. John, how are you?
I'm equally doing good.
Excellent. I like it. You guys are talking up a storm here. Hey, you just got through talking about distributed ledger, blockchain, all that great stuff, MyCUID. Just give us a quick overview on what, just for those who didn't make it here, just a quick overview on what you talked about.
Sure. Well, I think kind of three things. So first, we kind of demystified blockchain, right? Because everybody's still, what is it? Kind of the, I don't get it, is it Bitcoin, whatever. So kind of making sure they understand it's more about distributed ledger and what that could do as opposed to just blockchain itself. And then we kind of talked about more what's going on in digital, right? So there's bigger digital. There she is.
Photobomb by Becky Reed.
So there's this whole digital kind of migration. And, you know, we were talking about fourth industrial revolution and everybody wasn't sure if we're there. And now Accenture's talking about post-digital. And so just the fact of how does this all fit? And then, of course, well, what's going on today? And, of course, we're partnering with Ron and he's our pilot and evangelizing and vice chairman of Sovereign, so there's some neat things going. So we kind of referenced all of that.
Indeed, and you and Ron was a major part of your presentation. You kept calling him out in the audience, and Ron had to answer a few times. How'd you like that?
Yeah, I love it.
Like,
that.
Why? Yeah. So, you bringing up the point that he's the vice chairman of Sovereign. So why is that so important today? Why is it important to Credit Unions today, this self-sovereign ID?
Well, Sovereign was really started to do all the governance behind the identity. We didn't want one large company to come in at some point and kind of own this, which is, you know, what Facebook's
trying to do.
We wanted a global foundation that was created in Sovereign that would do all the governance, build all the governance models out, so somewhere that could be overseen without one company having too much involvement.
And speaking of companies, CU Ledger, you guys are all an investor and you're a board member as well on CU Ledger. And so what does that mean to you and your credit union? And ultimately, why is it so important to credit unions these days that we get this thing rolling, get it moving out there?
Well, as we start out, you know, Sovereign came first. And being a part of that and having the honor of representing all credit unions worldwide on that seems huge. But it's exciting, and so as we did the research to action and started CU Ledger, it was just natural for us to become an investor in that, and we believe in what that's going to do and the opportunity that it allows for credit unions. Usually we don't have the opportunity as a credit union to be on the ground floor of something, and so this is exciting, something I think we can be a part of and grow. And our members trust us, so what's better than creating a digital identity based on the trust that we already have?
Yeah, you guys are renowned for being early adopters with a lot of things, even your core, you know, so converting to correlation way back in the day and stuff. So you guys are, but at the same time, you guys are very successful at being early adopters, so your reputation kind of precedes you. So, and it sounds like this is another one of the, you know, the MyCUID, all this type of stuff, the blockchain, sounds like it's right up your alley.
We've been very fortunate to be in the right place at the right time. And know the right people.
Indeed. All right, I say, hey, John, getting back to John here, sure. Can you provide us with an update on CU Ledger? What's going on? What's the latest there? And then what's the next level? Where do we take it from here?
Sure. Well, you know, as we had the interview with Julie, we're live in a production environment. So it's a big deal because, as you know, so many fintech companies, they have a lot of evangelism, a lot of hype. And then when it comes to life, it's like, didn't work, didn't exist. So that's an important milestone. You know, where we're at now is what I would kind of consider UAT. And that's where Desert and some of the other pilots have been just so helpful because, as you know, we think about it from a technology perspective and we think we're thinking about the member, but the moment is truth when you get the member on the phone. And so some of what we share today is actually the outcome of that UAT and how do you make it that real customer-focused, frictionless experience. And then we'll start to work to scale. So next group of pilots coming on, you'll be hearing a lot about it. But again, I think the point we were making today is, you know, the piece of that's foundational is around the digital ID. Everything scales up for that. And I think, you know, actually Ron made a really good point too. I think some of the conversations we have are, isn't it great CU Ledger's new and so forth? And I think, you know, I want to make sure we honor the story of, it came out of research to action for some really passionate people. And so this is just a continuation of the story, you know. So we've been very fortunate to have partners like Desert as, like I say, vice chairman. So, you know, be very kind and make sure we're mindful. But really, and the fact that, you know, they didn't want to own it for themselves. And the fact that it was such a gracious heart to say, you know, we'll have value, we're focused on our member, but this is important for the ecosystem. And so I really appreciate that passion for making sure we can all play. So
I like it when credit unions like Desert Financial really step up in this area and they see the future of something like this. Because, I mean, again, as I was talking to Becky earlier, this is kind of a foundation that credit unions could have, especially in the digital ID era, that where members, aka consumers, can use this ID everywhere, and having it from their credit union is a really, really cool thing. And I think that's probably part of your motivation as well, right?
Yeah, one of the biggest things we heard in the idea 4 or 5 years ago was, you know, I have a password vault in my phone right now. It's 460 passwords and growing. And it's just like, how do I control my own identity? And this, the idea of that was just perfect. Now, will I see me not having 460 passwords in my lifetime? I don't know. But if I
Please,
could reduce
no.
it to 100, that'd be great.
Yeah. I'm right there with you on that. Hey, in your presentation, you brought up DARQ, D-A-R-Q.
Right.
Give us a quick, what does that stand for? What does it mean to us?
Sure. Well, there was a current study out from Accenture that was basically doing a profile of where we're at in the digital transformation. And their assessment, which is fascinating, is that we're actually moving into a post-digital, like the digital's table stakes. And so out of that, there were really four technologies that they identified that are going to be really important to kind of go to this next journey for the next couple of years. Not 30 years, it's a couple of years. One was D for distributed ledger. We're obviously a big factor in that. A was for artificial intelligence. Three was for reality, both virtual and autonomous. And the fourth was quantum. And the fact that all of those together create some really interesting models that will kind of impact our lives. So come to the DARQ side, D-A-R-Q.
It's a good DARQ.
It's a good DARQ, indeed.
Hey, one last thing. You mentioned KYM. This is kind of a new acronym for us, because we all know what KYC is, know your customer, but know your machine?
Right. And the point being, in like in this world of connected devices, an example I used was actually a provider that has... I'll leave their name unknown, but they have actually authenticated a car. And their point in working with GM was, all of the connective opportunities that enables, I actually need to know that that was the car. And so the ability to know that that car is approaching a gas station and knowing how many gallons of fuel it would take and enabling that whole transaction. But now I need to know the device. So, you know, we used to think about it as an IP for a computer. We thought about IP addresses. And now with the expansion, it's know your machine. So yet again, KYC, it's buy a vowel, right? Buy a vowel.
Exactly. All right. Wheel of Fortune. All right.
Yeah,
buy
go.
A vowel. All right, guys. Anything else to add? Ron, anything else to add? Okay. You're welcome. Anytime.
No,
and
John?
Great
experience. Good to be here. I appreciate them having me here.
Yeah, great presentation. I think you sparked some big interest in this room, because a lot of people
good
are still
crowd.
Talking about it. So good
stuff.
All right, guys. I'll let you get back at it.
Right,
Ron,
thanks.
Thank you very much, sir. Always a pleasure.
Always
John, well done, sir. Keep up the good work.
There they are.